Hey, it's Sam here from RecipeThis.com. And we've beeped. I wonder what we're cooking today using our kitchen gadgets. Today's daily recipe is for a tomato soup in the soup maker. Who doesn't love cream of tomato soup? And of course, if you've also got an air fryer, you can be using your air fryer to make yourself some grilled cheese sandwiches to go with your tomato soup. So for ingredients, you of course have 3 medium tomatoes, 1 medium red pepper, 1 medium white onion, and 2 400 gram cans of tinned tomatoes. But there's also something else we include, and that is a sweet potato. Because what a sweet potato does is it creates the thickness that a tomato soup needs so that it's lovely and creamy. Because as you know, tinned tomatoes on their own, they're quite watery in the consistency of them. So it's great to actually have a sweet potato in there as well. You can also use a white potato, but we find a sweet potato is not quite as heavy, but it still gives the creaminess. And then as well as this, 2 teaspoons of garlic puree, 1 tablespoon of tomato puree, or you might call it tomato paste, handful of fresh basil, 1 tablespoon of dried basil, 1 tablespoon of mixed herbs or Italian seasoning, and of course, some salt and pepper. As you can hear, the ingredients are very, very simple for making your own tomato soup. So you want to start by chopping up your tomatoes into quarters and peeling and dicing the sweet potato and onion. And then de-seed and dice your red pepper. Then place the ingredients into the soup maker. And you can include everything at this point apart from the tinned tomatoes, making sure that the tomatoes are added first. The reason for this is because if you don't, you can end up with it sticking at the bottom of the soup maker, because the tinned tomatoes, the fresh tomatoes, sorry, give it its liquid. So it's like its very own stock is going in first. Then pour over a can of tinned tomatoes, place the lid on the soup maker and set it to smooth soup and cook for 25 minutes. If, of course, like me, you have a soup maker that doesn't have a 25-minute setting, instead it's got a 30-minute setting, then what you can do instead is you can stop it 5 minutes off the end, and then that's a good time to come and check on it and see how it's doing. And then after it's done the 25 minutes, add in the extra can of tinned tomatoes, do a taste test and adjust the seasoning if needed, and then pulse it to mix in that last can. Then serve your tomato soup with some grilled cheese. And of course, over on Recipe This, if you search for soup maker tomato soup, you can find this creamy, yummy, delicious soup recipe with step-by-step photos, a free printable recipe card, a video showing you how it's made. And as well as that, if you search on Recipe This for air fry grilled cheese, you can also find our grilled cheese recipe for serving with your tomato soup. Because we all love our cheese on toast, don't we, with our tomato soup. It's just, oh wow, it's just so, so good together. And of course, if you prefer it a bit more peppery, you can increase the red peppers on this recipe. You could also add in more garlic if you like it more garlicky. Or swap out one of the cans of tinned tomatoes for more fresh tomatoes, depending what ingredients you have in. And I also sometimes like to add in some courgette as well. So just make it your own and enjoy your own cream of tomato soup. Thanks for listening, and do of course head over to RecipeThis.com, and you can subscribe for free there to our weekly newsletter. It comes out on a Friday morning and it's jam-packed with new kitchen gadget recipes,
oldie favourites, and it's just an opportunity to keep you up to date with everything kitchen gadgets that's going on and to help you cook smarter with your kitchen gadgets.